Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Jack Parker, and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we'll be reflecting on our reading in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging, that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged. And the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first, then you will clearly see to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." When reading this passage, I'm often reminded of growing up. I am from a family of six kids, and I'm the middle child. And so I lived in this dynamic of wanting to follow the rules and make others follow the rules so that we'd all be treated fairly. But what often ended up happening is I would break the rules, but force others to follow the rules. And I would often be corrected by my parents for tattling or for being over scrupulous with the rules when I couldn't follow the same rules I was setting. And I feel like Jesus is addressing us in this aspect here, that we have to be careful by how we measure the faults of others, that we have to first look at ourselves before we can look at others and judge them, that we first must see, like, how are the different ways that I am acting and behaving, and how would it look like to that person if I came up to them and spoke to them in such a way that was contradictory to what I was saying or what I was doing? That if I came up to someone who had, like Jesus says, a splinter in their eye, what would it mean if I walked up to them and had a beam? Like, when I hear the word beam, it's like a huge piece of wood, not like a splinter or a stick, but something that is used to build like a house or a table. This is like a huge piece of wood. That we must first be able to remove these big glaring mistakes before we can accuse someone of their faults. But this is something that also we can look at when we're coming of a place of help, we're coming out of a place of aid. That when it's not accusatory, the Lord wants us to be able to help others as well. The Lord wants us to be able to walk with people through our own mistakes, through our own trials, so that we are able to help them remove those splinters, so that we can all be able to see. The Lord doesn't want us to live a blind life. The Lord doesn't want us to live a life unguided or unseeing. He wants us to be able to see clearly his will and to see clearly the relationship he wants us to have with him. And so going forward, it's good to reflect on this passage as seeing yourself as someone who can constantly grow, that there are ways that we can constantly grow in our faith and in our walk with the Lord, and that before we accuse the other, it is important to realize our own faults, but to not let those faults prohibit us from helping others, that we're always called to help one another, to seek and save the lost, to help those around us, but it's also good to be considerate of how that would be seen by them when we go to help them. This shouldn't inhibit us from aiding others, but this would actually help us have a better mindset when approaching them, that we have empathy, that we can see people that may be struggling with a certain problem or struggling with a certain sin, and instead of thinking of ourselves higher than them, lowering ourselves and to show them that you once removed the same exact thing from your own life and that Jesus helped you do it. And so now you want to help them do it as well. So Jesus, I pray that as we move into the rest of the day, we would be able to see through your eyes, that we'd be able to see our brothers and our sisters through your eyes, and that we'd be able to look at them with respect and with dignity. And Jesus, that you teach us the different ways we can grow and mature, that you'd show us the different beams or specks in our own eyes that we need to remove. That you'd show us the difficulties we may be facing, the challenges we may be coming up against, and Jesus, how you would love us to grow in those ways. Jesus, give us your heart, give us your mind, give us the grace that we need to face the challenges that we are facing today. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Again, my name is Jack Parker. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.